Starting, this is dictating on Catherine Weaver. That is Catherine, C-A-T-H-E-R-I-N-E, Catherine Weaver, W-E-A-V-E-R, Catherine Weaver. Date of date of consultation was 3/14/25. Date of birth 4/9/59. Please make a copy for Stephanie Sanchez, APRN. Stephanie, S-T-E-P-H-A-N-I-E, Stephanie Sanchez, S-A-N-C-H-E-Z, APRN. Next paragraph. Dear Stephanie, thank you for sending Catherine Weaver for my evaluation. Next. Chief complaint is cough and shortness of breath with exertion. Next paragraph is present illness. This is a 65-year-old lady who has had a past history for COVID-19 infection and in 2021 has had a past history for chronic ITP since 1990. The patient has been experiencing persistent cough and shortness of breath with exertion since she had COVID and has been treated with antibiotics and bronchodilators. She has had whitish mucus but denied fevers, night sweats or chills. She did have a CT chest on 9/3/24, which showed 4 millimeter lung nodule in the left upper lobe and a 4 millimeter subpleural nodule in the right lower lobe. And these were present previously. There was mild centrilobular emphysema in the upper lobes period, and there was scattered parenchymal scarring in the lower lobes. The patient states when she did have COVID infection 2021, she was on oxygen for several weeks and was eventually weaned off of oxygen. The next paragraph. The patient's past history has included history for ITP, which is being followed by the hematologist, and she is under observation. She also had a tubal ligation in 97. Balloon ablation of the uterus for fibroids, tonsillectomy remotely in 1976, and chronic sinus infections with recurrent bronchitis. The patient patient has been treated for hypertension for over 10 years. The patient has had occurred, has had reactive airways and hay fever. Next paragraph, allergies to pollen and dust and sulfur. Cats and trees. And next paragraph, habits. The patient denies smoking. I'm sorry, the patient did smoke in the past about half a pack per day for 40 years and then quit. Drinks alcohol occasionally. She works as a musician. Next, family history. Father died of Alzheimer's, mother. Died of UTI and sepsis. Next paragraph. Med list included methotrexate 2.5 milligram, 8 tablets weekly. Montelukast 10 milligrams daily. Skyrizi injection every 3 months. Lisinopril 20 milligrams a day. Ativan 0.5 milligrams BIDPRN. And atomoxetine HCL 40 milligrams daily. Temazepam 15 milligrams HS. And montelukast 10 milligrams a day. Next paragraph. System review. The patient has had fatigue, no weight loss. She has double vision, no cataracts. She has hoarseness and false nasal drip and nasal congestion and shortness of breath and cough. She has no nausea, vomiting, but has some abdominal pains. And denies constipation or diarrhea, no chest or jaw pain, but has palpitations and no leg edema. She has anxiety attacks, and she has joint pains and muscle stiffness, and she has bleeding gums and easy bruising. She has memory loss and skin rash with psoriasis. Next paragraph. Physical exam. This is a... can you please add that in the past history? The patient also has a history of psoriasis. Next paragraph. Physical exam. This moderately overweight elderly female who's in no acute distress, no pyelorectal cyanosis, lymphadenopathy, blood pressure 126/70, pulse 90, respirations 18, temperature 97.8, weight is 183, saturation is 94. HEND and non-phthalic pupils reactive. Tongue is moist, throat is clear, ears no inflammation. Neck no bruise, no thyroid enlargement, or lymphadenopathy. Chest equal movements with decreased excursions and lungs were clear. Heart sounds were regular, small and S2, no murmur. Abdomen is soft, benign, no mass, no organomegaly, the bowel sounds active. Extremities, no edema or lesions, no calf tenderness, reflexes 1 plus. With no gross motor deficits, cranial nerves are grossly intact, skin, no lesions noted. Neck, skin revealed. Psoriatic lesions. Next paragraph. Impression number one. bilateral lung nodules, with the history of COVID-19 infection. Number two is history of ITP, chronic, stable. Number three is anxiety disorder. Number four, hypertension. And next paragraph plan. The patient has been advised to get a complete PFT with bronchodilator study. She'll also get a follow-up chest CT. This month, since it's 6 months since her last chest CT. And a copy of her lab work will be requested. She is she will be given Tessalon Pearls 100 milligrams TID-PRN and Albuterol Inhaler 2 puffs PRN till the other results are available. And a follow-up visit we arranged in 6 weeks. Thank you for this consultation. Copy for Stephanie Sanchez, APRN. Thank you.